How to develop controlled enthusiasm. Here are the steps to building your enthusiasm. 1. Adopt a definite major purpose. 2. Write out a clear statement of that purpose and your plan for attaining it. Include a statement of what you intend to give in return for its realization. 3. Back your purpose with a burning desire. Fan that desire. Coax it. Let it become the dominating thought in your mind. 4. Set to work immediately in carrying out your plan. 5. Follow your plan accurately and persistently. 6. If you are overtaken by defeat, study your plan carefully and change it if necessary. Do not change it simply because you have met defeat. 7. Ally yourselves with others whose aid you need. 8. Keep away from joy killers and naysayers. Stick with the optimists. 9. Never let a day pass without devoting some time to furthering your plan. You are developing enthusiasm as a habit, and habits require reinforcement. 10. Keep yourself sold on the idea that you will obtain your definite major purpose, no matter how far away that moment seems. Autosuggestion is a powerful force in developing enthusiasm. 11. Keep your mind positive at all times. Enthusiasm will not thrive in a field full of fear, envy, greed, jealousy, doubt, revenge, hatred, intolerance, and procrastination. It needs positive thought and action. Does this list sound like things you are already doing? It should. Enthusiasm is the natural outgrowth of all your efforts toward success. What is important is that you now recognize that every appropriate move you make is building your enthusiasm as well. Examine each move for the presence of enthusiasm. Understand how it has helped you, and you will be in a better position to apply this tool consciously when you need it. Enthusiasm boosters. If you think that your enthusiasm needs work, that it hasn't been growing apace with your progress on the other principles, you can stimulate it with some simple exercises. To be enthusiastic, act enthusiastically. Does this advice seem redundant? It isn't. If you enter a meeting with your enthusiasm low, ignore it. Shake hands confidently. Reply definitely to questions. Assert the value of your ideas and proposals. Ideally, enthusiasm makes these things automatic. But if you consciously perform the actions, you will begin to see their positive results. This stokes the fires of enthusiasm. Keep an enthusiasm log. When your enthusiasm runs high, make a note of it in a notebook. Write down the circumstances that inspire you and the manifestations of that enthusiasm. Were you spurred to action? Did you solve a problem? Did you persuade someone of something? Also, keep a written copy of your definite major purpose and your plan for it inside your notebook. Then, whenever your enthusiasm is ebbing, pick up your valuable book. Not only will it remind you of the reason you should be enthusiastic, but it will also review for you the benefits of that enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is a spiral turning inward or outward, rising or falling. To give your enthusiasm a push in the right direction, refer to your notebook when the spiral is collapsing in on itself. Complete a can-do task. In a way, can-do tasks are like crutches, but when you aren't moving the way you should be, you're not helping yourself by not using them. These are things that you know you can complete quickly and well. They should be somehow related to your definite major purpose, so that they help direct and control your enthusiasm. For instance, suppose that you own a hardware store. Your responsibilities may not have you on the floor very often. Instead, you're in the back office. But you remember how much you enjoyed working on the sales floor. Go back to that floor. Make a few sales. Renew your enthusiasm by returning to its roots. A word of warning. If you have to resort to enthusiasm boosters frequently, something is wrong. You have strayed from the definite purpose you were pursuing. You will need to take a serious look at your plan for that purpose and think about realigning it so that it reflects your ambitions more closely.